Alifi had a day in federal court in Alexandria. WTOP's J.J. Green is here with more details on what's happened. J.J.?
Hillary, as you heard, this started over a year ago. January of 2011, a human source told the FBI that Alifi had met with some people in Arlington and was discussing a plan to try to bomb, have a significant impact on some building in the area last year. At that point, he ended up meeting with some folks that he thought were Al-Qaeda operatives. They were FBI operatives in Baltimore. The situation progressed to such a point that he eventually asked for a bomb that he thought that he would use to bomb the Capitol. And he said that he wanted to test it. He went out to a quarry out in West Virginia, supposedly to test out an IED that he was building. He also said that he wanted a rifle or a shotgun or something, a long gun of that type, to use inside the Capitol if he were approached as well. The documents we've received now, the charging documents, suggest that authorities met with him fairly regularly within the last couple of months or so, and he kept changing the request. Things that he wanted to do, the targets he wanted to hit, a synagogue, a restaurant. Then it was a building in the city of Alexandria where military officials were near. There's one point in this document where he talks about he was interested in assassinating an army general. So he was very clear about what he wanted to do. And at the end of it all, he said that he wanted to be the first person to launch a suicide attack inside the U.S. and he wanted to kill at least 30 people and felt that he could do that in the Capitol.
And we want to reemphasize that intelligence officials were on top of this guy for a long, long time, right?
They were on top of this from the very beginning, at least from January of 2011, it appears that they knew about this.
Okay, JJ, thanks so much. And we'll continue hearing from JJ Green throughout the afternoon.